We're on now. Can you tell the difference? Would you introduce yourselves, please?
I can start. This is Jeremy from Kiwi Junior. I sing. I play guitar. And that's about it.
I can go next. This is Broen, also from Kiwi Junior, and I play the drums.
Yeah, I guess I'm last and probably least. My name's Brian. I play guitar.
You got your Toronto, but before that there was Prince Edward Island. You got your debut album. You got your upcoming album. You got a couple of singles. What are you amazed that no one has asked you yet, or what do you wish someone would ask you?
Do you know what's funny when you ask that question is when I think back to all of the press that we've done for the last couple of years, is all I can think about are the bad questions that everybody asks. So I know this doesn't necessarily answer that question, but all I can think of is just I wish people would stop asking how we write our songs.
I have a question for... No, I'm kidding. How do you write your... God, how do you write your songs? Well, let's see. There's notes. There's lyrics. One member of the band writes most of the lyrics, and the others come in with riffs. Did I do that for you? Are we done now? So I'm going to save you a lot of time here. Your first album was released in 2019. You didn't have a label deal, theoretically, at the time. Then you released through Mint in Canada. You got a deal with Sub Pop, which we'll talk about. And you're releasing the new record Sub Pop in the U.S. and your own Kiwi thingy in Canada. How about we use the word jangly again?
I knew you were going to say that. As soon as you said two words that got overused, I was thinking you were going to say jangle pop.
No. You know what my second word is? My second word is pavement. Let's use jangly and pavement over and over again. So let me tell you why I like the record and why we're talking. I get the record. Well, I get the first one. I get the new singles. I listen and I go, okay, here's what this is. It's really good songwriting. The lyrics are pithy and fun and neat and are actually covering all sorts of stuff. It's poppy. And oh yeah, hooks for days. That for me, it's about the songs. So jangly. Well, the birds were jangly and the hoodoo gurus were jangly.
Okay, well, I have a theory about this, and I'm curious to know your thoughts. I'm going to say, like, after you had, like, the Strokes and guitar music being cool, and then, like, before kind of a, like an indie revival-y kind of thing, like Mac DeMarco-y, that sort of thing that's popular, there was this time when I think, anyway, that guitars were not considered cool because rock music was not that great or popular at that time, and you used to have to say jangly to let people know that you meant the good stuff. So if you just said you were like a rock band to play guitar, people would think, you know, whatever rock music was played on the radio at the time, for me anyway. But if I told you that I played rock music with jangly guitars, you'd instantly think of like, oh, REM, the Smiths, whoever. Melody is so important that, no, you know, you could be like, I consider myself such a lyrics first listener, music listener. But you can't deny that, you know, if you just hear a song when you're at the pub or at someone's house, the first thing you kind of automatically hear is the melody.
This is well recorded, well produced stuff. So how much, what do you bring to the studio? Do you bring in demos and then do you have folk who help you out, or are you more like DIY, man?
When we make the records, we definitely go into a proper studio with a you know, professional engineer. For this album, Cooler Returns, we demoed a lot, sort of really rough demos on our own, sort of as a way to get the songs in shape, arrangement wise. But yeah, no, we're not like a DIY scrappy recording band. We definitely hire engineers who know what they're doing.
What is wrong with you? I mean, come on, that's not cool. I'm kidding.
I also think, though, that we are always just trying to sound like the Rolling Stones. Like, we just want our records to sound as good as that stuff.
So was there a manager that got you to Sub Pop? How did you decide that that was a good home for you here in the U.S.? And did other people, you know, kind of say, oh, we want that too?
No.
Oh, sad face.
We took the first thing, the first offer immediately.
What is the filter for a Kiwi Junior song? How do you know that it's a song for this band? Where's that moment? You know, what's the filter? How does that happen?
Whenever one of us doesn't say, not into this song, and crush my dreams after I bring it to rehearsal.
Oh man. Oh, empathy.
I'm just kidding, but we are.
Pretty, I know you are.
We are pretty. You know, nobody's really afraid to say, like, not feeling this. It sounds not like us, and we'll move on.
But Buzz versus Reality, as you're putting out a new record and being able to afford to pay the bills and all of that and making this the thing, what do you talk about when you, if you do?
I mean, you'd kind of, we don't really talk about that stuff other than just being like, man, Thurston Moore was at our show. How cool is that? And that's the kind of stuff that, I don't know, that we have fun with.
Yeah, those are the watermarks.
Yeah, I mean, people are always telling us to be way more active on social media and to reach out to more, like you're saying, your KLQPs or whoever.
Whatever it is, yeah.
And I'm sure that stuff does help. And so, I don't know, we're getting better at it.
You have a really solid sense of, I don't want to say sarcasm, I don't want to say cynicism, but of reality. And you know, and that's an interesting craft to be able to put in these pop-y songs. So by design or just the way it comes out?
I think a bit of both. I think that people's detection is much higher than it used to be. So a lot, you know, if you're being a phony or whatever in your lyrics, people pick up on that pretty quickly. So it's, I don't know. I try not to approach that stuff with too seriously. So you have to have some fun with it a little bit.
But I mean, and this is the thing, there's also a firmly, and this goes, by the way, for the way the music is played too, which is brave to say, but there's a firmly planted tongue in cheek.
We're definitely not, you know, we're not trying to take ourselves too seriously, you know, because I guess, I don't know, a lot of bands do, and maybe it's not the bands that we listen to, I'm not sure, but yeah, there's definitely some tongue in cheek involved.
You're entitled to sound like the Velvet Underground, but only because you studied rock and roll, but you didn't set out in any way, shape, or form to have people go, oh, well, this sounds exactly like this band and this band and this band.
Sometimes you have to think about that stuff. Like, you know, if my 50-year-old coworker who lives in a condo downtown says, oh, you're in a band, what do you guys sound like?
When you really kind of think about everything you put into this band, you know, I would imagine you do it with a smile. You do it with craft and making sure you're playing it well. It sounds great. It's produced well. You're hiring good people to make it sound good. But I'm just guessing that if it doesn't have a smile to it, it ain't going to be a Kiwi Junior thing.
Yeah, we definitely... Oh, yeah, I just was just going to agree with that. Like, we definitely like to... you know, when we're jamming and working on new songs and stuff, we're always cracking jokes. And when we're making videos and coming up with video ideas, it's the same kind of vibe. So I guess that probably inherently comes through in the music and the videos.
This will even happen mid-show, back when we could play shows. It's like, I'll just think like how ridiculous it is that like I'm still playing guitar and singing in a band, like.
You're saying it joking around, but I just want to save you there that you can still be intelligent and be in a band.
Yeah, it's just, I guess what I was trying to say when I think that this is all slightly ridiculous is like, you will find, or I guess I will find myself in moments where I'm like literally kind of dancing and lip syncing in a video. Like, man, music videos are not what we sign up to do, right? Like, that's not the art that we're trying to put out there.